once I started listening to Win Forever, I was like, man, this is concepts that I can use as a leader, as an athletic director. These are concepts and things that I can share with my coaches so that they can become more, so they can have a more positive impact on our student athletes. Know your body, transform your life. That's the motto of DexaFit, the best in helping you know your numbers. DexaFit shows you exactly how your body composition, cardiovascular fitness, and metabolic health compares to the optimal standard. We know that measurement equals motivation, and DexaFit measures your progress while providing the diet and fitness plan customized for your body. DexaFit is providing a tremendous opportunity for listeners of the Peak Performance Podcast to get their first scan at a discounted rate. Go to briankane.com/DexaFit. That's briankane.com/DEXAFIT right now to learn more. What is Automobile University? Automobile University is a concept that I've heard about many times when I was younger, whether it was guys like one of my mentors, Dr. Rob Gilbert, or, you know, motivational speakers and key thinkers like Tony Robbins or Jim Rohn. They're always talking about Automobile University and turning your car into an educational center. And really, it's what you learn after you graduate from school or from university that matters the most. I think that the older we get and the more experience we have, the more we realize the value of education. And I've heard many people say that we often waste education on the young, right? The people that are having to go to school when they're not into it. And then once you get out of school, you can't get enough. You can't learn enough. And I think the older I get, the better student I become, because I'm better at my time. And I'm better at wanting to learn, really narrowing in the subject areas that I want to learn. So what's Automobile University? It's taking your car, having audiobooks that are with you, or using on your phone, having this podcast, having the 12 Pillars of Peak Performance audiobooks, or having the digital training program that you listen to, YouTube videos that you listen to. So as you're driving, I remember clear as day, I was a high school athletic director at Mount Mansfield High School in Vermont. And I picked up the book Success is a Choice by Rick Pitino. And I remember being like, I'll listen to this book. And I put it in, and man, it was really good, you know. And I wasn't a huge basketball guy and not a huge Rick Pitino fan at the time. Ever since his book came out, The One Day Contract, I thought that was a great concept, that it's so good. But his Success is a Choice was good as well. And I listened to that, and then someone gave me the book Win Forever by Pete Carroll, and that was the game changer. I remember I had a 15-minute drive to and from the office every day, and I used to listen to music sometimes in the morning if I was going to be in there working out, or I might be listening to ESPN radio talking about what was going on. And once I started listening to Win Forever, I was like, man, this is concepts that I can use as a leader, as an athletic director. These are concepts and things that I can share with my coaches so that they can become more, so they can have a more positive impact on our student athletes. And as I started listening to Win Forever, 15 minutes to school, 15 minutes back, what I found was that sometimes I'd get in the parking lot and Pete Carroll would be talking about a concept like competing in everything, or how practice is the most important thing that they do. And I'd find myself sitting there in the parking lot for 5, 10, sometimes 20 minutes, not wanting to stop listening to the book. I remember one time I was in the garage in my house in Vermont, listening to the book. And my girlfriend comes out and she looks at me, and she's standing there for like 5 minutes. I had no idea, cause I was so dialed into what was going on. She comes and knocks on the window and she goes, "What are you doing?" I said, "Oh, I'm getting better." And she just started laughing and walked in the house. And that was the game changer for me. That night, I canceled my XM satellite radio subscription. I took all the audio CDs out of my car except for one, Metallica Live, Mexico City, because sometimes you just need some juice. And I put all the audio CDs back inside of the house, and I got audiobooks. And I started listening to audiobooks. This was before Bluetooth. My truck still doesn't have Bluetooth in it. I have a connector that I have to plug into an aux jack. I got an old 2007 Avalanche. But what am I listening to when I'm rolling? When I'm rolling, I'm listening to books that consistently. Heads Up Baseball is an audiobook that I'll listen to. Another one would be The Compound Effect by Darren Hardy. Win Forever by Pete Carroll. nowadays, a lot of times I listen to podcasts, whether it's the Peak Performance podcast that we're recording here, or listening to the Tim Ferriss show. I'll listen to Jocko and his podcast. And a lot of times I'm listening to Philosopher's Notes, Brian Johnson. If you go to brianjohnson.me, I'm a big fan of what he does in terms of taking books and breaking them down into 20-minute cliff notes. And I'll listen to those cliff notes. And if there's something that really hits me, what I'll then do is I'll then buy the audiobook and listen to it. And if the audiobook really hits me, then I'll go buy the textbook and read it. So that's kind of like, how do I get a book in my hands, a physical book in my hands? One, I'm going through the cliff notes, or I'm listening to the author talk about it on a podcast, or I'm watching a YouTube video. For example, Amy Cuddy, the social psychologist at Harvard, in her book Presence about the science and power of body language. I listened to her TED talk in the car multiple times. Then I listened to a podcast, and it was actually a lecture that she gave at Harvard about body language. And then I was listening to Brian Johnson break down her book Presence. And I was so into it and so turned on by what she was talking about with the increase in testosterone and the decrease in cortisol by simply how you carry yourself and how body language can change and shape who you are. And that it's not fake it till you make it. It's really fake it until you become it. That I went and I bought the book. And as I bought the book, it was, I knew it would be one of those books that I just couldn't put down. So as I started to go through that, and then that becomes a book that we break down inside of the inner circle. So what are you listening to in Automobile University? Hopefully you're listening to these podcasts as they come out every Wednesday. Hopefully you're listening to our inner circle audio that comes out on the first of every month. And then you're going through those consistently. See, the inner circle audio is not a one time and done listen. It's something to listen to consistently over the course of the month. Now, obviously, there's other things I'm sure you'll be listening to in there as well. Maybe the 12 Pillars of Peak Performance book on Amazon or in iTunes, or videos that you're going to be talking about with your athletes that day on the digital training program. Again, it doesn't have to just be an audio. You can listen to a video in your car as well. And, don't watch the video. Obviously, watch the road. And if you don't have Bluetooth connection in your truck, like mine's an 07, and I didn't realize they had these until a guy named Bernie Martinez, a successful high school baseball coach in Texas, was riding with me. And he goes, oh, you got to got to go to Best Buy and get this. No joke. There's a Best Buy right there. We pull in a Best Buy and I buy this little black box that you plug into your aux jack and it Bluetooths to your phone. So my truck is not Bluetooth capable, but I do use Bluetooth and listen to it in my truck. Now, sometimes if I'm renting a car and I'm on the road and they don't have a Bluetooth connection and there isn't an aux jack, which I always carry an aux jack cable with me, I'll simply take the phone and I'll put it inside of like the cup holder. And the echo that comes out of the bottom of the cup holder is loud enough for you to be able to listen to as you're driving an Automobile University. Look, why is Automobile University so good? I think everyone who's listening to this podcast will understand the value of reading. But they also are going to be people that are pushing the envelope and giving everything they've got every day. And if you're that type of person, when you get home at night, and you have the alone time to be able to read, often you're going to get the head nod and you're going to start to fall asleep. Some people will wake up and actually read for 15, 20 minutes in the morning as part of their morning routine. That's great. For me, I like to get up and get going with exercise and listen to the book. I call it my learn and burn. So you've just got to find the time that works for you. But I know you have time and what we call net time here. If you've listened to another one of our podcasts where we talked about pillar three, time is ticking, we spent a lot of time talking about net time, no extra time. A good friend of mine, Randy Jackson, is the head football coach, one of the top in the country. He's the author of Culture Beats Strategy, and he's a football coach here in Texas, state championship winning coach. And one of the things that Randy was doing in his routine is he would get to school and he would hike the stairs at this football stadium every morning as part of his exercise, and he would listen to music. And I said, Coach, how about you listen to an audiobook? How about we listen to one together? How about we both go through the book, The Magic of Thinking Big? It was Lou Holtz, the famed Notre Dame football coach. It was his favorite book. And Randy, being a Lou Holtz fan, as we all are, he listened to The Magic of Thinking Big. I listened to it that week as well. 4-hour book. I was driving to Houston. Houston's a 4-hour drive from where I live. I listened to it there and back. I got through it twice in 2 days. Man, the discussion that we had about that book, The Magic of Thinking Big, by David Schwartz, was fantastic. And I think that's the power of audiobooks, is that you can listen to it, you can maximize your time. It doesn't matter if you're exercising, if you're mowing the lawn, if you're walking the dogs, if you're waiting for your kids, if you're driving across the country, we all have windshield time. A lot of people are making phone calls when they're in the car, especially college coaches that are listening to this. I understand that's your prime time to be making phone calls and recruiting, so you're not having to do it when you're home. I understand that, and that's valid. But there's also a time where you're not making those recruiting calls. And what are you doing? Are you listening to music? You know, sometimes you're listening to music to get your energy levels up, and that's great. But are you listening to talk radio? I mean, I hate talk radio because it just doesn't. Sometimes if it's informative and it's educational, then I'm into it. But if it's just people talking about, like, what happened in the SEC football this weekend, who gives a shit? Let's lock in and make yourself better and dial in an audiobook. Maybe take an SEC football coach. Take Nick Saban's book, How Good Do You Want to Be? Listen to that. It's phenomenal because it's going to challenge you to become more. And that's what you need to grow. And that's what you need if you want more, is you need to become more. How do you become more? It doesn't happen inside of your comfort zone. It's outside of your comfort zone. So try an audiobook. Try enrolling in Automobile University. You can thank me later. Go dominate the day. Are you looking for a high-energy, competitive way to get your team to compete while training athleticism, hand-eye coordination, and lateral quickness? If so, you got to check out Spikeball. Top high school, college, and professional athletes around the world are using Spikeball as a fun and safe competition to start their training sessions, practices, and workouts. It's also a tremendous way to train your routines and releases and build that elite mindset. As a listener to the Peak Performance Podcast, you can get a free Spikeball set by visiting briankane.com/spikeball. Again, that's briankane.com/spikeball, because if you're not playing Spikeball, you're just playing games. You've probably heard me say, do a little a lot, not a lot a little. A great way to do that is by following me on Twitter, liking my Facebook page, or adding Brian Kane Peak on Snapchat, where I'm posting daily mental game reminders for you. Thanks for listening to the Peak Performance Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please head over to iTunes and leave a positive review or share a link to this episode on social media using hashtag PeakPod. Mention Brian Kane and one thing you learned in this episode for your chance to win a free ticket to the next Brian Kane Experience live event. Dominate the day.